This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you pull up at the pumps this weekend? You notice it's gone up, up, up again. And the manhunt continues for a corrections officer and what could be her boyfriend, who is an inmate. They are described as extremely dangerous. It's a weird, twisted story. And the same old going on in Ukraine, although there are more sanctions. G7 allies announced many new sanctions against Russia. Will this continued pressure work? Hi, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us on the show. If you did have to fill up, I did. Ooh, ouch. Yikes. It was ugly when it was all said and done. Tick, tick, tick. You know, you see the numbers roll over. Reminds me of those old taxi cabs. The average price of regular grade gasoline jumped 15 cents over the past 2 weeks. So $4.38, the nationwide average anyway, per gallon. I got the numbers from Trilby Lundberg, their survey, and they say that it's just a nickel below the highest average price in history. In history, 443 that was set on March 11th. And where are you going to pay the most? Just think about it. The left coast, California, 585 a gallon, San Francisco Bay Area. If you live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, congratulations, 380 a gallon is the average there. And you can imagine we're talking about regular grade gas. What do you think diesel is? Over the last 2 weeks, diesel has gone up 43 cents. So some truckers who have their own cab, that has to price many of them out. I mean, they're taking their loads, but how much is ultimately taken off their bottom line? And it gets ugly as those numbers start to rise. And so the numbers are all about crude, and you have to watch crude and what price it is per barrel, but I don't think it's going to cool down any time soon. It certainly does not look like it anyway. And so much of that is, of course, driven by, again, demand for crude, what's happening in the Ukraine. The Ukraine plays with the Russians, and their invasion of Ukraine plays a part in all of this. And speaking of Russia and their invasion, very sad to hear of a school bombing, just nudging us that this war is very cruel. About 90 people, give or take, were sheltering in a school, feeling safe, feeling like, I shouldn't say safe, but feeling like they got a shot. What do? You got to shelter somewhere. They shelter in the school. It was attacked. It was hit. It was bombed. Out of the 90 people, about 27 people came out of that school alive. Incredibly, incredibly sad. And the timing of it, the U.S. First Lady Jill Biden made an unannounced trip to Ukraine. Smart that it was unannounced. A teacher herself. So Ukraine has accused Russia of dropping a bomb on that school that I mentioned, and they're digging through the piles of rubble because it's just a rubble pile. Some walls are standing, but it was really smashed hard. And you know, at this point, it's like you look at Mariupol, and you have that steel plant. And there, women, children, and elderly people have been evacuated. About 300 people have been rescued. So there's your good news, but no good news of the school bombing. Very, very sad. But you have displaced people. You have people looking for safe places to hide, to go. And the school's bunker was a place they wanted to be. How many children could have been killed or injured? They think a lot of children could have been killed. But at this point, they don't know. It's still about digging out. But it is an incredibly fragile world for those people in Ukraine. A peaceful end to the war. Better hope for peace for these people is what we're hoping for. But what are the odds of Putin saying, okay, I'm ready to pull out of this. I'm ready to move away from this. And it seems as though ramping up the pressure is the thing to do, which is exactly what's happening. But will it twist Putin enough that he has to back out of this? That's what I don't think will happen. What would it take to get him to completely back out of Ukraine? Just get out, cut the losses of the Russian soldiers, come up with some cockamamie reason why, or just peacefully draw up a plan and meet with Zelensky. I think Putin is still shocked that he didn't get the capital. That when the invasion started, the idea was hit the capital fast, take over, and that's that. But it didn't happen. So now it's about where are the weak points? Where can we put pressure? What can we do? And if we're brazen enough, we'll just go after, and they are, we'll just go after completely innocent people huddled together, sheltering in a school. And nothing yet at this point on more details, meaning of some of the younger people that could have been involved in, you know, who could have not been involved, who could have been taken out as a result of these Russian bombs. Very sad. On a Mother's Day weekend. And then there's the unexplainable before we go to the man cave, which is coming up. This woman, who by all accounts was exemplary at her job as a corrections officer, Vicky White, leaves with an inmate a week ago, traveling from the Lauderdale County Detention Center in Alabama. And they have a car that ends up in a Tennessee tow lot. But the car was completely cleared out, cleaned out. There wasn't anything left in the car. So this corrections officer doesn't work for the sheriff's office anymore. She had retired from that. She left with the inmate from the jail on the morning of the 29th of April, saying she would take him to the courthouse for a mental health evaluation. She also said she was going to seek medical care for herself after dropping him off because she wasn't feeling well. Well enough to have a ton of money and to float away. And that's exactly what's happened at this point. That's exactly what's happened. Do they have a romantic relationship? What happened to her? Is she crazy? There's rewards out. So far, they have remained under the wire somehow. Ooh, long shots coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
With a little bit of Whoa Man Cave in it, too. Wild weekend in sports. Wild long shot horse winning the Kentucky Derby. I'll talk about that in a second. And then plus some craziness when it comes to the NBA playoffs. 76ers, by the way, beat the Heat 116-108. Fear the Beard, James Harden had an incredible night. So that led the Sixers to the win and for the series to be evened up. So that was music to a lot of basketball-playing moms who, you know, do the thing of horse or pig or the stuff that you do when you're shooting shots with your kids in the backyard or at a gym somewhere. And a lot of kids in South Jersey and Philadelphia, I'm sure, are excited about the 76ers. Harden had 31 points, 7 boards, and 9 assists, and that series is tied. The Mavericks had a Mother's Day brunch. I'm going to call it a brunch, like watch the Mavericks at brunch. They beat the Suns 111-101, and it was a big day for Luka Doncic, 26 points, 7 boards, 11 assists. The key is the Mavericks needed to win two after they had lost the first two, and they did. So that series is tied at 2. And good for them for being able to do that and bounce back. Monday, the Celts and the Bucks. In that series, Milwaukee leads 2-1. Warriors and the Grizzlies, that's a later game on Tuesday. And in that series, Golden State leads 2-1. Long shots nothing like hitting a long shot in horse racing, because there is, after all, the gambling aspect of it. But also just the adrenaline going when you're watching the fastest 2 minutes in sports. So Rich Strike, an 80-1 shot, a horse that wasn't even in the Derby until the last second, won it, a stunner, by 3/4 of a length over Louisiana Derby winner Epicenter and Blue Grass Stakes winner Zandon third. But it was all about this horse that nobody knew anything about. It's the thing that dreams are made of, really, honestly. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Did you see what this horse did in the Derby? 2 minutes. In 2 minutes, 2.61 seconds by, like I said, 3/4 of a length. The second most far-fetched champion in a race that has been run in this country since 1875. 1875. That's a lot of history. So second most. And watching Rich Strike come down, make the turn and come down the stretch, you know, for the final legs of this thing. And Rich Strike was back at that one pole turn when you made the turn. Epicenter was right there in the pack looking pretty good. But what an upset. What an upset. Even the trainer of the horse said, I never dreamed I'd be here. I never thought I would have a Derby horse. I never go to yearling sales and try to buy a Derby horse. Never. And then the jockey. And the jockey said, a lot of people came up to me and said, hey, are you nervous? He said, I'm not nervous. I'm excited. Nobody knows my horse. Sonny Leon was his name. Or Sonny Leon is his name. And he was somebody who said, listen, great things can happen. He is a solid jockey, solid rider, but not in this kind of a race. And I love it. So it's one for the ages, one for the books, and one for the underdogs. Right? The underdog long shot. It's so strange because they had a scratch. Trainer D. Wayne Lucas and owners had decided to scratch Ethereal Road right at the deadline when you had to let them know. And so once that happened, this horse comes along. And then first time Derby winners, so there's been a lot of those, but this is a horse that people just weren't, just like the jockey said, people were not familiar with this horse. That's why 80-1, nobody's looking at this horse. Nobody's thinking this horse, with where the stands for the first time are jam-packed since the pandemic at Churchill Downs, and no one's thinking this is what's going to happen today, that we're going to see this stunning upset down the final stretch for the 2022 Kentucky Derby. I mean, Rich Strike was in the back third of the pack late in the race. Found a gap on the inside in the closing moments. It just goes to show you, anything can happen. Anything can happen. Around 150,000 people, full capacity, for Churchill Downs were there to watch. And they saw something magical, something special. That's what they saw. I mentioned that NBA told you the scores in the series and didn't go too deep on that for sake of time in the man cave. But the Mavs had to remove a fan after an incident happened with the Suns point guard Chris Paul's family. So several family members for Chris Paul were at that game on Sunday. And, of course, he's with the Suns, and they were harassed and physically contacted, you know, by a fan in the crowd. And it's terrible. So the series is tied at 2, and, you know, even Paul said, he tweeted, want to fine players for saying stuff to the fans, but the fans can put their hands on our families, and then he said, blank that. Paul's mother, as well as his wife and their two children, watched the game in seats right behind the son's bench at American Airlines Center. His mother had hands put on her, and his wife was pushed. That is unacceptable. I mean, unacceptable. Even his wife was followed up the aisle when she left her seat. So the Mavs said they were aware of it, and they released a statement saying it was unacceptable behavior and won't be tolerated. The Mavericks, along with the American Airlines Center, swiftly removed the fan from the game. I mean, that is unsafe nonsense. Unsafe nonsense. And should not go on. It's one thing to cheer for your team, even a little trash talking, but that wasn't trash talking from what I understand. It was the worst of the worst. Oh, that's too bad. There's always somebody that has to spoil it, and you're sitting there watching the game. They should be able to watch the game and be left alone and not have to deal with that. But unfortunately, there's always some idiot, right? And so that's good on the Mavs. They got him out. Too bad it could have been faster, but they got him out. And that's key for them. COVID has been ripping through our lives lately. More people are testing positive for it, and it's affecting sports naturally. The Phillies had to place a couple of right-handers, Zach Wheeler and Zach Eflin, on the COVID-related injury list on Sunday. And then they just go to who do they put in, what kind of matchup. So the lefty, Christopher Sanchez, had to jump in the doubleheader against the Mets. And the Phillies left for a 7-game road trip to Seattle and Los Angeles following their doubleheader on Sunday. And neither one of them traveled with the team, which makes sense because they have to isolate. And they're holding out hope that eventually someone can rejoin the team in the middle of that road trip. Because remember, now it's 5 days of isolating yourself. Wow. Crazy, the madness, and we're seeing it in all our nooks and crannies too as well. So as we move forward, coming up next week and the week after that, we'll start talking more about the Preakness and whether or not this 80-1 long shot, which of course now the horse is going to be much more of a favorite and going to be known because the second leg of the Triple Crown, shorter distance. We'll see if they've got more magic left in the long shot. Meet you on the flip side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now is the time for the United States to triple down on its efforts to help Ukraine drive out invading Russian forces. That's according to Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News. Graham saying there's no off-ramp for Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Ukraine war.
The Ukrainians are not going to give the East to Putin to stop the war. They're going to fight for every inch of their territory.
The South Carolina senator adding someone is going to win and someone is going to lose. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves is calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to deliver their opinion on Roe v. Wade sooner rather than later. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Republican calling the illegal leak of the opinion draft so wrong. More news at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. New research shows that 7 hours sleep per night is the ideal amount in middle and old age. The study, published by a professor at China's Fudan University, found that too much or too little sleep was associated with a variety of issues. Those included less of an ability to pay attention, remember new information, and make decisions. Getting 7 hours of sleep was also linked to better mental health. However, the study did note some older adults may sleep more poorly due to genetic makeup, brain structure, or other underlying health conditions. A federal grand jury has indicted the man accused of shooting 10 people on a New York subway. The Brooklyn judge returned the two-count indictment against Frank James Friday. As a result, the 62-year-old James now faces the additional charges of carrying out a terrorist attack against a mass transit system. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to command an Air Force Special Operations Combat Air Crew? I can say I have, but in my virtual green room, I have somebody who's actually done it, and we are so thrilled to have him with us. Let me tell you, Jason Harris has a resume that is so long and so impressive, it would eat up every second of this interview, so we can't dive into his entire career, but combat 11 times. He's seen things that I'm sure would make the hair on the back of my neck and yours rise right up. 12 and a half years of active duty. He started on the C-130, and he's done so many interesting things, and he just was promoted. And thank goodness we have him in the reserves. We need people like Jason Harris. Jason, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate. It's an honor to be here.
So first, let's talk about your new promotion. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I was recently honored to assume command of the 905th Air Refueling Squadron at McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita, Kansas. And that unit is comprised of pilots, boom operators, and support team members, where we fly the Air Force's newest tanker, the KC-46, where we get to pass a bunch of gas in the air from our plane to other planes, and we can also receive gas from other airplanes into our airplane to accomplish the mission.
Oh, that's so cool. How dangerous is that? I've seen that like in a Bond movie, and it didn't work out too good, I don't think. That is kind of tricky, isn't it?
You know, it's interesting. Like when I get asked that question, because I do it, I'm like, ah, it's no big deal. But then when I start explaining this, I'm like, wait a minute. So here's the deal, man. You're basically going to take an airplane. You're going to fly up. You're going to take a plane that's about 500,000 pounds. And you're going to fly it up to another airplane that's about 400,000 or 500,000 pounds. And you're going to get this little stick that's going to shove into the nose of your aircraft. And you're probably going to be about 20 or so feet, maybe if that, away from this other airplane. And you're going to fly around at about 500 miles an hour while you get gas. It's just easy. It's just another day at the office. Not dangerous at all.
That doesn't sound dangerous. So when you started your career, what was that like when you went into your first C-130? What was that moment like for you?
Well, you know, I think even going before C-130s, Kate, is like pilot training. Pilot training was like one of the most challenging years of my life, because the Air Force says you start on this day and a year later exactly, you will be done. And think of it like this, from pilot training, even when I started flying C-130s, I wasn't legal to rent a car by myself without extra insurance. But the Air Force said, here, kid, here's the keys to a jet. You can fly inches, literally inches away from another jet at 300-400 miles an hour, a couple hundred feet off the ground. Good luck. Have fun. We've trained you well. Right. And so it was scary. It was exhilarating. It was anxious. It was exciting. All of that at the same time. And it was so amazing to realize that I had been entrusted to do this mission and work with a crew of people that were so well trained, so professional. And it was such an amazing time.
Did you know when you were a kid that this is what you wanted to do?
Absolutely not. No. What I tell people, Kate, is that I'm number two of my mother's six children, product of three marriages, four fathers to her six children. I grew up a stone's throw away from the Black Panther Party headquarters in Oakland, California. And so growing up, I had never met a pilot that looked like me. And I didn't realize that being a pilot was even a possibility. It wasn't until I went to college that I realized that, oh, wait, there's this thing called being a pilot. I had seen them, of course. I'd flown on airplanes, but it didn't click, right? I mean, it's like, how do you become a pilot? And so it wasn't until college that I was like, wait, these people were teaching me about being a pilot, and it was a possibility. And so I was like, well, you know what? I think I'll try that on for size.
And it worked out, and it's still working out for you. And I mentioned that you did, 11 combat missions. What were they like?
Yeah, so I did 11 combat deployments, 470-plus combat sorties, and each one was unique in its own right. You know, I started deploying in 2003, and then my last combat deployment was 2011, and everyone was different. Every time you went out to do a mission, there was something different. You know, I remember one mission flying into Baghdad, Iraq, and we're sitting there. We had landed, and we're offloading cargo. We're getting ready to unload cargo. And all of a sudden you hear incoming mortar fire, and a mortar lands and it hits a fuel bladder and it just explodes and you see this massive fireball, right? Like, and that was just kind of like, oh, that's another day at the office. No big deal. We didn't get hit. Let's go ahead and button up the airplane. Let's get out of here and go back to where we got to go next. Right. So,
wow.
Everything was so unique.
Yeah. No kidding. So you take all this experience and you're a professional speaker, and I can just see how you would just mesmerize an audience. And you have a lot to also offer as far as teaching when it comes to being a leader, when it comes to imposter syndrome. You know, the story you told about your younger, you had no idea, then look what happens to you and how you can do it and just went through and you didn't think about it. So tell us about your speaking career.
Yeah, so I was teaching at the Air Force Academy, and a good friend of mine invited me to come to Toastmasters and then got me involved with the National Speakers Association. And we started talking, and he started asking me about these different stories that I would tell. And over the course of time, I realized that there was some power in those stories to help other people based on some of the things that I struggled with and based on some of the things that I experienced in leadership roles as well as in followership roles. And so I took those lessons of the amazing people that I worked with in the Air Force, and I began to translate those stories for businesses, for associations, to help them when it comes to their frontline employees, middle management, C-suite and team members. And how do you get a high-performance team to work together to create a culture that's built on commitment, accountability, and most importantly, trust?
I was just going to get to that. So trust is definitely your thing, and that's definitely something that I see that's lacking in a lot of cultures, whether it's somebody in mid-management, C-suite, or wherever it is. How important is trust?
Trust is everything. I mean, you know, they say trust is everything. It's the only thing. You know, when we go out there to do the mission, I have to trust that young person in the back. And I want you to picture this, Kate. Picture you have a 17, 18, 19-year-old kid or young person fresh out of high school. They've entered the military, and now they're a load master in the back of that airplane, and they're responsible for more than 80% of that aircraft. And if they don't do it right, then not only will the mission not get completed, people can possibly lose their lives. And the only way that we can make that mission happen, the only way we can execute what we do every single day is by trusting people. But you don't get to the level of trust that you need if you don't have the right training in place and you don't have the right processes in place to then allow you to be able to trust that person. And yes, we trust and verify. However, if you've got the right training, the right process, you know that you can absolutely unequivocally trust that young person to execute the mission.
So that's obviously something that has to happen or might be lacking in some companies, or they're working on it. You hear the word mentorship thrown around a lot, but I don't know that they always know how to implement it. I'm not attacking companies because there's some corporations that do a wonderful job of it. And of course, there's always the search, the mission to search for the right. You understand missions. It's the search for the right fit. How do we do this? How do we implement that? How do you implement that? How do you get to that culture of trust? How do you start to work on that if you really feel like you're maybe at ground zero or you have a lack of trust across the board?
Yeah, I think it starts with just assessing the programs that you have, Kate, right? What I tell companies that I work with, different clients, I say, you guys have obviously hired the right people. And a lot of times we think maybe we didn't hire the right people. No, you hired the right people. But when is the last time that you evaluated what your training program looks like? And a lot of times they go, oh, well, we just do OJT. Well, let's start with the onboarding program. When's the last time you evaluated what that initial onboarding training program looks like? In the military, that's called our basic training. That allows us to speak a common language. That allows us to understand the common culture, right? To understand the ethos of who we are as an organization, as a team. And then after you reevaluate the training, then what does that process look like? And if we just start there, and so what happens, and my wife and I, we talk about this all the time when we have these various encounters in organizations, you know, when's the last time you called somewhere and you had a phone call, Kate, and you're like calling a medical facility or a hotel or something, and you want to be upset with that young person or that person, whoever they are and however they old they are, but then you step back and go, wait a minute, maybe they haven't been properly trained. Maybe they don't have a process that supports that training so that every time they get on that phone or every time they deal with somebody at that desk, that they do it well and they do it with a level of commitment, a level of accountability. So that's where that implementation starts at, is just evaluating what your programs look like, and then we can begin to build from there.
Yeah, so starting right at the beginning, because if you don't have it at the beginning, I could go through whatever program it is, but if there's no accountability, that's a great one. No accountability, well, how do we know what's happening? And if I don't have a routine and I don't know this is standard operating procedure, which you understand that, if you don't have the SOP, what's going to happen, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, as an airline pilot, people are amazed. What I say, Kate, is that I have shown up to the airplane, never having flown to that destination, never having met that fellow pilot before a day in my life. And guess what? There's a 200,000-pound airplane, and there's 200 people in the back of that airplane, and they trust that we will get them there safely. And the company trusts that we will execute that job safely. Why and how can we do that? It's because they've provided us with the right training, and they provided us with the right processes by way of a standard operating procedure, by way of checklists, and other things that allows us to implement that training every single time.
Yeah, that's the key. All right, Jason, so if people want to find you when your feet are on the ground anyway, where can they do that?
They can absolutely find me. My website is nofailtrust.com. If you go to nofailtrust.com, you'll find a little bit of information about me. And if you want to email me, feel free to email me at jason@nofailtrust.com. And you can also send me a text, call at 719-203-7257.
All right. People are going to be calling you for rides. I know it. Come on, take me up. I want to open that big bird. It was just wonderful to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, Kate. It's a pleasure and honor, and I appreciate you so much.
Hey,
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We go to Australia for a conversation with Rebecca Gabriel. She's written a powerful book, The Power of Soul Loving, A Spiritual Guide to Love and Freedom. I think of it as a map. If you want to change where you are, if you're reassessing where you are, how do you get on that journey? How do you make it happen? You need a map. She's got the map. Rebecca, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. My pleasure. It's great to be here.
So what led you to writing this book? Because you do have some gifts with what you do. Is that part of it, do you think? How did this book come to you?
Well, to be honest, it was born from my own experience in life. I too, like so many other women, was going through some change in midlife, and I had a lot of questions. I was reassessing what was important to me, recognizing that there was a calling. And for a long time, I ignored it. I ignored that calling, that inner voice that we have, until finally it became too difficult to ignore. And I said yes to the journey of my own soul growth and my own desire to find out what else. There's got to be something else in terms of my purpose for being here. And I realized that the values that I held in the early part of my life were no longer valid for now, and I wanted to change. And so the book really came from my own experiences, but I intuitively knew that if I was going through this, so many others would also be going through this what I like to call a spiritual pilgrimage or a transformation. And this is where we get to see the potential of who we are. And I was one day walking along the beach. I was making some notes on my phone and Spirit told me, those are the chapters for your book. Go and write it. And I went, wow, that's great. And so there began the process. And I channeled most of that book and it just flowed through me. And here we have it today, The Power of Soul Loving.
So tell us a little bit more about The Power of Soul Loving. What can somebody expect when they hear our conversation and they crack it open? We don't want to tell them everything because they have to go get your book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, but what can you tell them that they could maybe apply right now?
What can they apply? Well, certainly when they pick up this book, it's going to be for someone who knows deep within their heart and soul that they are ready for change. They are ready for progress in their own life and they want to see and feel and be more of themselves. So this book is sort of like a way to navigate that path of personal change and transformation. So they're going to see what happens along that journey. You know, we start out with that calling and we've got to say yes to that. And when we're ready to say yes, it's then a case of, well, what now? I don't know what's ahead. So the book helps you to understand what to expect as you go through change. And certainly one of the biggest motivating factors as human beings is fear, to avoid fear and pain. And so, you know, when we go into unknown territory, we do get fearful. We have doubts. We deny that we need to grow in certain areas. The book explains all of this and helps you want to understand at a deeper level what's going on, the questions that are going to come up for yourself. And, of course, everybody's journey is different. We're all different. But it's a way to understand the process, which is sort of guiding you towards that deeper love and acceptance for yourself, which is so necessary if we want to have a great life. So that's what they can expect. And it's the sort of book that's laid out sequentially, but we're not all going to be at the same place and the same time on that journey. So it may be that you flip it open, you zero in on a chapter and you go, wow, that's exactly where I'm at. That resonates with my experience. And that may be all you need for a month or so. You might just sit on that, marinate with that message for a while. So it's the sort of book you can pick up and put down depending on where you're at in your journey.
It's interesting you talk about, and you're right, fear and pain, that's so difficult because of trying to avoid it. The other thing, and you and I talked about this briefly off the air, is control. Control is so big, isn't it, for so many people. It's hard to let go.
It is so hard to let go. And as human beings, it's common to all of us that we put up this resistance. We want to control everything. We want to control the outcomes in our life. And it comes from a place of fear, not from a place of trust or trusting in yourself or love for yourself. So, you know, when someone is fearful, they're wanting to control all of the circumstances around them. But truly, growth doesn't happen when we're holding on so tight. And so Spirit is saying, let go and trust. Trust in your intuition, that inner voice, that inner sense of who you are and what's right for you. And allow the process to evolve. You know, transformation doesn't happen overnight. So be patient with yourself. Be kind to yourself. And stop critiquing yourself all the time.
Oh, that's so good. Stop critiquing yourself. Be kind to yourself.
Yes.
I think that is so hard for men and women, for anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, whilst I often use the language of women because it's my personal journey, this message is for anybody. You know, we all go through change and transformation. We just probably express it differently. But what we go through as human beings is common to us all. And truly at the heart of the matter is it's love and acceptance of ourselves. But it's also, look, our purpose in life is to know ourselves so well. That is our purpose. Know yourself well. And in that way, you can recognize that you've got immense power within you to do whatever you set your heart, soul, and mind to do.
Wow, that's so well said. And I come back around to this, and you've kind of sprinkled it in here, but what do you hope people take away from reading The Power of Soul Loving, A Spiritual Guide to Love and Freedom?
Wow. Look, you know, I have been someone who's been able to see into the soul of people since I was a young child. And what I mean by that is by, you know, take away all the clothing, the layers, our cultural differences, you know, in all of that, deep within, we are magnificent spiritual beings with so much potential. What I hope people will recognize is the love and the magnificence they have within themselves, and that it is possible to live their best life. You know, and that's not to say we can have perfect circumstances. We're, you know, we're in the school of life in this world, and we're going to have the challenges. But what I'm hoping is that people will understand more deeply what they're going through, and to learn that the challenges are there to serve them. But if they understand that they have immense ability to love themselves and see the possibilities in life, then they will come out on top. They will grow, and they will have a life that's full of wisdom and full of love. So that's what my hope is, that people will recognize they are beautiful within, and that they have the ability to have a magnificent life, you know?
Wow, perfect place to end this. I would certainly wish that for everybody. The Power of Soul Loving, A Spiritual Guide to Love and Freedom, Rebecca Gabriel, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Kate, so much for having me. I really am very, very grateful. And if people are curious to know a little bit more, they can always go to my website, livingwithspice.com. And certainly the book is available on most online bookstores. So please look it up, and I do hope you enjoy reading it.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Just a couple of minutes left in the show. So it was Mother's Day, and I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day celebrating your mother. Or if you are a mother and you're listening, I hope that you had a chance to at least talk to your children. So Mother's Day is all about that, is just remembering mom and remembering some of those things that you did together. My mother died 8-9 years ago, but boy, it's so easy to conjure up some of those amazing memories in a move, going through boxes and seeing all these amazing photographs and things that we did together just brought back great memories for me. So you may be in that same situation as me. So another Mother's Day in the books. And as we roll forward, you know, you look at what's ahead this week, and something that we talked about last week is this Alabama manhunt. It's crazy. More than a week after they disappeared, an Alabama inmate and former corrections officer have started to leave like these breadcrumbs, these crazy clues for investigators who were on their trail. So the 2007 Ford SUV that some of you may have seen them get into, they believe that this Vicky White and the inmate were traveling in during their escape from this detention center in Alabama more than a week ago, was located in a Tennessee tow lot. They found it. So the car was cleaned out. There wasn't anything in the car whatsoever. They apparently took everything they had with them. Boom, that's it. So the corrections officer, who's no longer employed by the sheriff's office, left with the inmate from the jail, if you don't know the story, on the morning of April 29th. It's the Lauderdale County Detention Center in Alabama, saying she was going to take him to the courthouse for a mental health evaluation, and then she also said she would seek medical care for herself after dropping him off because she wasn't feeling well. Of course, they never arrived there. So now it's believed they may have had a romantic relationship. They don't know, and they're just following these clues. Crazy. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of the deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books.
Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.